The topic of the shiur tonight is the nature of the kapara on Yom Kippurim. We know we're now in the middle of our preparations for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The climax, of course, is the kapara that we will Zad Hashem achieve on Yom Kippurim. What is the nature of the kapara of Yom Kippurim? Look at source number one here on the sheet. The Torah tells us, Ki v'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem l'taher etchem v'kol chatoteichem l'fnei Hashem titaru. On this day, Hashem will be mechaper on all our chataim. What is the kapara of Yom Kippurim? How do we achieve kapara? Any ideas? Tshuva. Excellent. Any other ideas? How else would you achieve kapara?
The day itself, Yitzumu
Shel Yom. Third option, what's the context of the psukim here in Vayikra Tetzayin, am I familiar? Parshas Akrimos? Korbanos. So we have three options. What is the mechaper, the ikar mechaper of Yom Kippurim? Is it the tshuva? Is it the day itself? Or is it the korbanot that are brought on that day in the Beit HaMikdash? So if you look here, the Mefarshim debate this issue. The Ebenezer on the spot, source number two, not only all the korbanot, but specifically the Sa'ir HaMishaleach, it's the Ikar Mechaper apparently, according to Ibn Ezra. What does it mean? Bring the Sa'ir HaMishaleach. If you look at verse number three, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, one of the Ka'onim, writes that the source for saying Vidui on Yom Kippurim, when we do tshuva, we explicate the fact that we are mischaret, we say vidui. So the source for that mitzvah is this pasuk. Says the Baal Halachas Gedolos, "Umechayev Yisrael, every Jew is obligated laduye b'Yom Kippurim, to confess, to say vidui on Yom Kippurim." Shneimar ki v'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem. Says in the Torah, on this day God will bring atonement. Ashkan the high kapara vidui dvarim. What does this kapara mean? It means confessing, saying vidui. Netanya kivichiper adov ad beito. Parat dvarim akdu medaber. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos tells us the kapara is achieved through the vidui, through the tshuva. If you look at the Rambam though, the Rambam in source number four speaks about the itzumah shel yom. Itzumah shel yom kippurim mechaper the shavim. So he actually connects it to those who do tshuva. Shneimar ki v'yom hazeh yichaper. V'yom hazeh is itzumah shel yom. So there are three options here, very clear options. What is the Ikar Mechaper of Yom Kippurim? Is it Tshuva? Is it the day itself? Or is it the Korbanot that we bring on that day? Now obviously at the end of the day it might be a mixture of all three, or two out of the three. For example, the last verse we just saw, the Rambam, speaks about Yitzumu Shel Yom, the day itself, is Mechaper L'Shavim. It's Mechaper for those who do Tshuva. So it seems to be a confluence here of the person who does Tshuva plus the day itself somehow has some type of kapara quality to it that it could bring atonement. So I want to analyze these three types of kapara individually, and then we'll discuss how they can join together to achieve the kapara of Yom Kippurim. So let's start with tshuva. Tshuva, I guess, is the one we most usually associate with Yom Kippurim. You know, Yom Kippurim is the day of tshuva. We know the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, on the pasuk in the Navi, Yeshua Hashem Himatzo Kirehu V'Yatzo Karov. What does it mean, Yeshua Hashem Himatzo? He says, search for Hashem when He's around. What do you mean, where is Hashem? He's around more sometimes. Mar says, yes, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, it's easier for people to closer to Hashem. The Midrash speaks about the fact that the king, the whole year, is in the palace. Then once a year, he takes a tour, HaMelech Basadeh, right? People are familiar with the song. God comes out. It's easier to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam during these days. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Yud Chet Amud Aleph, I don't have it on the sheet, apologize. Asara Yomim should be in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, or days where anybody can get close, even a Yachid, even though a Yachid is harder to get close to Hashem, you know, on his own, on her own, during Tzitz Mitzvah, every individual can come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Rambam discusses this very beautifully in source number 5, even though one is always invited and able to repent to God, to cry out to God, on the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, that's the days that are especially appropriate to tshuva. God accepts the tshuva more easily. It's based on the Gemara I just quoted. And then the Rambam continues, Yom HaKippurim hu zman shuva l'chol. Yom HaKippurim is the ultimate time for shuva, l'yachid v'l'arabim, for the individual, for the collective whole. Hu keitz mechila v'slicha l'Yisrael. That's the time. Yom Kippur is the time of shuva. L'fika chayavim ha'kol asot shuva v'livadot v'yom HaKippurim. And therefore every individual is obligated to do shuva on Yom HaKippurim. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah thinks there's a special mitzvah of doing shuva on Yom Kippur. In general, a person does an Aveira, one warning, a person says Lashon Hara, so they say Tshuva, next time we daven Shmoneh Atzeret, Sachlan Ovin Kachatanu, doesn't always happen this way, ideally, every time we daven Shmoneh Atzeret, we should take a little check of where we're holding, Shachar to Mincha, Mincha to Maariv, etc. But ideally, everybody does Tshuva when they sin. But that's the general mitzvah of Tshuva, says the Rebbeinu Yonah. On Yom Kippur, there's this unique mitzvah, special mitzvah of Tshuva on Yom Kippur. Apparently, Yom Kippur is a day of Tshuva, the climax of these 10 days, and on some level, these 40 days, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul, of the Tshuva season. I mentioned before, the Baha'i thinks the mitzvah of doing Tshuva on Yom Kippurim stems from this pasuk, Ki v'yom ha'tei chaper aleichem kaparat farim ha'katuv medazim. It's actually interesting, the Gemara in Yuma, the Fezayin, and speaks about what we say when we do vidui. What do we say? So we know, we say Hashamnu, Baganu, there are different nuschot brought in the Gemara. What's the appropriate formula? So the Gemara says there, again, I don't have it in the sheet, but the Gemara says, the Chizayin of Beis, my, what do you say? Rav Amar, Atayodeh Razeh Olam. It's part of what we say at the end of the Shana Asrei, Atayodeh Razeh Olam. He thinks that's the Ikar vidui. And then the Gemara continues, Shmuel Amar Mimama Kehalev, some of the statements about how we cry out from the depths of our soul. Levi Amar Uba Toratcha Katuv Limor. Levi says you should quote a pasuk. The Toratcha Katuv Limor. What pasuk? It's not clear. Rashi says the pasuk is this pasuk. Source number one. Ki Yom Azeh Yichaper Alechem L'Tahayetchem. That's the actual nusach of vidui. According to one day in the Gemara, according to Levi, vidui is calling out to the Rebbeinu Shalom, saying vidui with this pasuk. Ki Yom Azeh Yichaper Alechem, which is fascinating. It highlights the fact that really the Ikar Mechaper seems to be a tshuva. Now the Neiri, source number 6 on the sheet, says a fascinating thing. Usually we associate Tshuva with this season, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. I mentioned before you can always do Tshuva. But the Neiri, usually we assume that even though you can always do Tshuva, this is the time, right? This is the season when God accepts our Tshuva. It might be very hard to do Tshuva other times. The Neiri says it's really, the fact of the matter is that one can do Tshuva anytime. He goes through the Chiluki Kapara, the Gemara discusses in Yom Kippur, in Yuma, that a person does an Israel essay, a violates an essay. You don't put on tefillin. So you do Tshuva right away, it's accepted. First needs Chazer. So you do Tshuva, it's not accepted right away. You have to wait till Yom Kippur. And sometimes the Averas are more chamur. A person is Mechal Shabbos, he has to have Tshuva, Yom Kippur, he has to have some Yisur, some type of discomfort, some type of physical pain. And only then will the kapara be achieved. The person is Chil Hashem, he needs to do Tshuva, he needs Yom Kippur, he needs Yisurim, he needs Misa, the Chama Vetzvan. Only then the kapara for Chil Hashem will be achieved. The Miri then says, you know, all that's very nice, but at the end of the day, if a person does Tshuva with all his heart, with all his soul, even if he was Mechal Shabbos, even if he did a Chil Hashem, he can get Tshuva on the spot. It's a very interesting Miri, it seems to be against the simple reading of the Gemara. If you look here, source number 6, the Miri says, second to last line, Mikol Makom, Hu Adin Shatshuva Gemura Mechaperet Bechol Eit. Tshuva Gemura can work at any time. Shein a pargon nidna lifnei tshuva. Right? There's no curtain that's locked in front of tshuva. If it's a genuine tshuva, Hashem will accept it, regardless of the time. Ela Shestam Hadvarim Shein Nimtzei Shleima Yotev Isman Hazeh Mishar Zmanim. Generally, when people are in the season of doing tshuva, so it's in the air, so people do tshuva. But really, if you got yourself in the mood, Hanukkah time, so you can have Yom Kippur on Hanukkah. You can have Yom Kippur, you know, on Lag BaOmer, if you got yourself in the mood. It's just, usually, it's hard to get yourself in the mood. You have to have the drasha, and the, you know, the shofar, and the slichas, and all these things. They kind of, hopefully, you know, in addition to tiger, yeah, pardon?
The drasha.
The drasha, I don't know, we have Rav Dani, I'm saying. Whatever works for you, everybody's different, but I always find a difficult slichas time, you know, it's always challenging, it's tired, you know. So I once told a friend of mine, slichas is killing me, I can't deal with it, it's too hard. He says, no, it's giving you life, you don't understand, it's giving you life. So there's a lot of truth to that, you know, whatever works, everybody's different, but the point of all these things are to encourage us to do tshuva. Tshuva is a mechaper. The Miri says, tshuva works.
What does he mean by the name that Shleima Yotel?
I think what the Miri means is that, you see, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it's important you're raising this point, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like God accepts the Tshuva more at this time. It's more, you know, from on high.
So actually.
The Meiri sounds more like God will accept at any time. It's just that we are able to bring ourselves to tshuva at this time. It's more a function of where we're holding than, you know, in terms of where God's holding.
So you're saying that it's from our perspective?
Sounds like it's from our perspective. It's a little bit different take.
Even though he's saying it's good all the way around, the fact that he's saying it's
I think it just might be easier, like I said, you know, with the slichas and the shofar and all those different things, this person can, you know, feel more in the mood. Can you really bring yourself to be genuinely tshuva Chanukah time when you're eating the sufganiyah? It's harder. When you're fasting all day of Kippur, it's easier for most people, I guess.
What about other
fasts? Right, other fasts are similarly ties to tshuva, in a chanami, 100%. So their tshuva can be achieved according to the Meiri, regardless of the sin. A person can do a terrible sin, can get the tshuva then and there. Even though the simple reading of the Gemara is that there's a process, it takes time, there's a tshuva, and Yom Kippur, and Yisurin. Then he says, all bets are off, tshuva does it all. So for the tshuva, for the Meiri, it sounds like the Ikar Mechaper of Yom Kippur is tshuva. What we're really trying to achieve is tshuva. I mentioned before, though, there are other Mechaperim. The Korbanos, of course, it's hard for us to relate to because we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, unfortunately, but, you know, Korbanot are there to achieve Kapara. The Eben Ezra, as I mentioned, source number 2 says that the Pasuk, Yichaper, refers to Korbanot. Other Mefarshim also say this is Sporno. Many Mefarshim say Yichaper means Korbanot. Of course, that's the context of the Pasukim. That's the Pshuta Shal Mikra.
I think, however, Rambam was learning this morning that had the idea about the other thing of Tzom being that Dafka Erev Rosh Hashanah was the time to make a difference between Tzadikim and Zainim in terms of who was actually going to get Kapara. But it's totally a.
Erev Rosh Hashanah, you're saying,
yes.
Is significant. There is sources. There's a minhag to fast of Rosh Hashanah. There are sources
yeah,
about that.
Get atonement
for Boston and the Arabic Rosh Hashanah. Uh-huh. 1/3 throughout
yeah.
The 10 days, and then I'll give for the rest. Yeah. So. Yeah. So there's certainly another mahalach, but I wanted to focus on the karbanos for a minute. The kapara of the karbanos. Tosfos here. I have it in source. Source number 7. Generally, when it comes to korbanos, a person, let's say, is mechalal Shabbat. He accidentally drove. You forgot it was Shabbat, you drove. So you have to bring a korban chatat. So that korban only works for the baby you did last week. You can't bring the korban and then get kapara for the future. It's not like, you know, an investment. You bring 5 chatos and then, like, you know, you'll be free for the next. It has to be on what happened in the past, right? You sin and they bring korban. It's mechaper retroactively. The korban of the Sar Mishaleach might be different in that if a person would sin on Yom Kippur after the korban was brought, it could be that the kapara is achieved. So if you look at Tosfot here, source number 7, towards the end of the first line, V'afalgav, the last 3 words in the first line, V'afalgav dimash mele'el, she'ena korban mechapin ala virash acharkach, sounds in general, korbanot don't work for afterwards. Afilu Obiyom, Amar Nafkamina, Tomash Irobo, Ben Mazelze, Shani Sari Mishalech, Shani Mishalech is different. The Chiv Beki Bayom Hazay Chaper Leichem, the Tarat Chemi Kolkatachem, Mash with the Kolayom Yichaper. Sari Mishalech is different because the Pasuk says Kiv Yom Hazay Chaper Leichem. So the Tosfos is assuming that Kiv Yom Hazay Chaper Leichem is referring to the Sair Mishalech. And that's a special quality that the Sair has.
It's the whole day,
right. But through the Bechaper of the Sire. So the Sire is what the Kapara is. And the Yerushalmi, next verse on the page.
To the exclusion of the
Solomon? So that's what we're going to discuss in a minute. Is it to the exclusion or not? So if you look at the Yerushalmi here discusses the 4 Chiluki Kapara I mentioned a few minutes ago, how sometimes the person does a Veira and right away he does Shuva, the Shuva is accepted. Sometimes you need Yom Kippur, and sometimes you need Surim, and sometimes you need, you know, death. Ultimately, there's a certain gradation, a certain hierarchy in the way the Shuvah process is achieved. But after the Yerushalmi describes that, if you look on the second side of the page, the last line on the source, Zudivir Velazar, this whole gradation, this 4-pronged gradation, Zudivir Velazar, of Anazari, of Shmuel, of Rikiva, this is the opinion of these of Tanaim. What a chachamim hold? They hold sa'ira mishalech mechaper. They hold. We don't have this, 4-pronged, system of tshuva and yom kippur and etc. It's sa'ir. The sa'ir is mechaper. If ain sa'ir hayom mechaper. There's no sa'ir hayom mechaper. So in this Yerushalmi, you have a synopsis of the 3 understandings they presented. First, you have the whole tshuva process, and then you have sa'ir korban, and then you have hayom. So these 3 different approaches to tshuva, to the kapara.
What's the point of the middle ages having to pass? Is it a separate part of the yom, not the tshuva?
Right, so it's not clear if you believe the sa'ir is the mechaper, really the korban is the mechaper, so why do you fast? So it could be that, as we'll see in a minute, it's hard to really, it's hard to know if these things are really mutually exclusive or they work together. It would be hard to justify an understanding that the sa'ir is mechaper and then the fasting has nothing to do with tshuva, but or nothing to do with the kapara. I mean, it's a good question. Hopefully, we'll get it. If I don't get it, we'll discuss it after. So we analyze the possibility that tshuva is ikar mechaper. We see here that maybe according to Sab, the sa'ir, the korbanot of the day is ikar mechaper. And then there's the concept of yitzuma shel yom, the concept of the day itself being mechaper. What does it mean the day is mechaper? How does that work? The day? What's the significance of that? So this is actually the opinion of Rebbe in the Gemara. First number 9, Tanya Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, I'll call Avera Shabbatara bein asa tshuva in lasa tshuva, and any Avera a person does, eats a cheeseburger, he's mechalel Shabbat. If he did tshuva, he didn't do tshuva. Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. It's pretty amazing. Yom Kippurim itself, the day itself, has a power of atonement. It's mechaper. Chutz miporek ol megal panim b'torah umefer brisa b'asa, except for three unique sins. Shim ata tshuva yom kippurim mechaper v'imav in yom kippurim mechaper. So the three unique averos that need tshuva, but for a regular sin, a person, like I said, you know, you speak lashon hara, you you pick it, you wear shanes. So Yom Kippurim is mechaper, the day itself is mechaper. So what does that mean exactly? It's a little bit hard to understand. The Rashba here, source number 12, is bothered by the fact that the Gemara quotes Rebbe's opinion, the day is mechaper, as a support for the Mishnah that seems to apply to the Karbanot or mechaper. So is it the Karbanot or is it the Yom? What's going on? So if you look here at source number 12, the last line, V'yish lomar, it's ikar kaparata shal sa'ir, mishum tokfer shal Yom HaKippurim. Rebbe says, according to Rashba, that the mechaper of the korban, it's only because of the day. The day gives the power to the korban. V'yish lomar, it's ikar kaparata shal sa'ir, mishalech, mishum tokfer shal Yom HaKippurim hu. V'af hu mechaper le Rebbe, af al inan shavim. So it's a good ha'ara, but Rebbe's lashon is the yom is mechaper, and the Mishnah says the korban is mechaper. No, the korban is mechaper through the yom, because the korban wouldn't have any status if it wasn't for the day. So it sounds like the day is mechaper again. What does that mean? The day is mechaper. It's very hard to understand. I mentioned it's the experience of Yom Kippur. God gave us an amazing gift of Yom Kippur. He wanted us to be cleansed from our sins. Just experiencing Yom Kippur is mechaper. Now, is it mechaper if you're bo'ez bo? Is it mechaper if you don't believe in Yom Kippur? Maybe not. You could be need to at least believe in the quality of Yom Kippur. You don't necessarily have to tshuva. There are many wonderful Jews who are far from our tradition, but they believe in Yom Kippur. You know, they want to be connected. It's just hard for them to keep the mitzvah. So, according to Rebbe, they are connected to Yom Kippur. They believe in the quality of Yom Kippur and the cleansing quality of the kippur, and therefore they're able to achieve kabbara through that.
They don't even need to believe in it; it just needs to happen.
That's the question. Let's say you don't believe in it; you're bo'ez bo. If you don't believe in it, let's say you eat a yom kippur. You know, to what extent do you have to experience it on some level? But yeah,
the day itself.
So does Rebbe hold you don't need tshuva at all? That's a simple reading. Rebbe holds you don't need tshuva at all. The Tosfos Rosh was very uncomfortable with this. I didn't have it on the sheet, but his lashon is near Nami the Rebbe the Amar Mechaper Shal Einam Shavim Lomi Kiva Elami Kufya.
Number 10.
Thank you. Near Nami, I'll read source number 10. Thank you. The Rebbe the Amar Mechaper Al Einam Shavim Lomi Kiva Elami Kufya. It's not internal; it's external. It's somehow a lower level of kapara. Lokamo Al Shavim. Not like the people who actually do tshuva. So if you do tshuva, then you got complete kapara to the Tosfos Rosh. Kapara Gemura. If you don't do tshuva, so at least you're connected. You feel connected to Jewish people. And you're able to link in to the kapara quality of the Yom HaKippurim. Right. You really want to keep the Torah. It's just too hard the rest of the year.
So you do it. That's
what happens. It could be on some level. So I mentioned before that we have three understandings and that it makes good sense to try to link the various mechaprim. You know, is it just tshuva or is it tshuva plus korbanos? Or is it tshuva and the day and the korbanos? How are we going to mix and match these various components to the day to achieve the kapara? So it's interesting, we call it Yom HaKippurim, the Lashon Rabim, right? Yom HaKippurim. Why isn't it called Yom HaKippur or Yom HaKippurim? So it's typically called Yom HaKippurim. There are different understandings for this. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Reish Chaf Aleph brings down that there's a minhag to give tzedakah on Yom Kippur, Yizkor, because not only do those who are alive are judged, but even those who have passed on are judged. And we give tzedakah on Ilui Nishmas, the loved ones, because they are also being judged on some level on Yom HaKippurim. So that's why it's called Yom HaKippurim, it's Kapara L'Chayim and Kapara L'Meitim. But I think we can suggest maybe it's called Yom HaKippurim B'Lashon Rabim, because the Kapara is varies. There's a Kapara of the Tshuva, there's a Kapara of the Day, there's a Kapara of Korbanot, and maybe that's why it's called Yom HaKippurim. So how can we see this? So, for example, the Rashba in Shavuot of Yigimel Beit was bothered by this. He doesn't understand if the Tzayir is Mechaper and the Day is Mechaper, so what do you need both for? It's like it's unnecessary. You know, I already have the Tzayir, I already have the Day. What do you need both? So he tries to claim that they're simultaneous Mechaperim, but some of them aren't going to be complete. So, for example, he says that if you eat on Yom Kippur and you choke on the food, so he says that the day is not going to mechaber for you, because if you died while you're doing the Avera, so the day is not going to work. It has to be that there was a minute of the day after the Avera has been completed. So then you need the Sayer. Or, you know, likewise, you can have a situation where, you know, the Sayer won't work anymore. For example, if you hold the Sayer, it only works for Avera that happened before it was brought. Let's say it's brought 10 a.m. and you did a Avera at 11 a.m. So if you hold not like Tosfot, that the Sire is only Mechaper on the previous sins, so you're stuck. So therefore you need a day to Mechaper. Somehow there's simultaneous Mechaperim, but there are certain strange cases where one Mechaper won't work, so we want to cover our bases, so we have various Mechaper. This way we can, you know, sleep well. We know that we're covered. If we choke on our food on Yom Kippur, we're also covered. And if we do it a very after the Sire, we're also covered, so we're good to go. That's the Rashba's understanding. It sounds like there are many Mechaprim, and you know, there's a lot of overlap, if you will, between them. There might be some strange cases that might not be covered, and therefore we have various Mechaprim.
I think, wouldn't the carbon, wouldn't that be for the previous year, so like the new clock starts on the 1st of Tishrei, and then
right.
Whatever you do on this Yom Kippur, like you eat,
so
you have to kind of wait.
It's a little complicated, because it's true the new clock starts on Rosh Hashanah, but it seems like the first 10 days are somehow connected to the previous year. So I think there's different ways of understanding this, but I think, at least what I'm presenting it now, is that Yom Kippur is like the real Chafei, Ni'ilah, the last minute of Yom Kippur. And when we say Yom Kippur is the day itself of the Chafei, there's a whole machloket about that. Is that any minute of the day, the end of the day? It's also part of the issue. But I think we're assuming that's part of last year's calculation.
Yeah, I guess that's the idea of the carbon, is that you're not the only individual carbon of carbon that's done to the silver as well, which is
right.
That
process, right. There's a
the
tzibur. Yeah, I want to get there in a minute. There's the relationship between the yachin and the tzibur. Now, in contrast to the Rashba's understanding that there are simultaneous mechaprim that basically are overlapping, it could be that the mechaprim work in tandem. You know, they're not overlapping, but they're mechaprim on different qualities, different aspects of the day. The Yerushalmi that I quoted here, source number 8, speaks about, if you look at the top line on the second side, over in the middle of the sentence of the top line, over al kritu to midat beitin, if somebody who did a very serious violation, you mechalal Shabbat, you worship at Bavazara, you made it, tshuva yom hakiborim mechaprim, you did tshuva yom kippur, mechaprim mechtu, then mechaprim halfway. Bisurim v'shayim v'adashanim mechaprim mechtu, then bisurim v'mechaprim the other half. And then he says, next line, Mishin Chalel Shem Shemayim, person that makes a Chilul Hashem, So then the Shuva does a third, and then Yom Kippur does a third, etc. You know, so these are like, it's breaking it down into actual numbers. So it could be on some level the Mechaprim work together in terms of percentages. That the Shuva does a little bit of the Kapara, and the day does a little, another part. That's a different model. I haven't found sources linking that to, you know, Shuva versus Korbanos, for example. But at least within the Dalas Chiruki Kapara, it seems like the need for the multiple levels isn't just like you need four things and then you're mechaper, but there's a partial kapara, and then it's, you know, it's because you could have understood the dalei chiluki kapara that if you don't make it to the end, it's nothing, meaning it's all or nothing. You just need to do four things: you have tshuva, you have kippur, and yisurin. Until you reach yisurin, there's nothing. From the Yishami, it sounds like there's a partial tshuva with the actual tshuva, and there's a partial tshuva with the kippur, and then there's a partial tshuva with the, you know, with the yisurin, etc. So these are different ways of understanding the how the Mechaprim work together. If there indeed are different Mechaprim, you have to ask what's the Ikar Mechaprim. Maybe is Tshuva the primary Mechaprim, and the, you know, the Yom itself the secondary, or the Kavanah secondary? These are very big questions. It's hard to put your finger on them, but I thought it was worth you know, thinking about. After all, we're, you know, getting ready for Yom Kippur, thinking about how the day works. We generally focus on the Shuva, which is, you know, what we can do. But the understanding that the concept of Karbanot exists, and we say the Karbanot during Musaf, hopefully if we prepare for it, it'll be a meaningful part of the Musaf davening. And the idea of the day itself, you know, being connected to Shuva, I think to Kapara, is very critical, especially for Jews who aren't so, you know, connected to the Shuva process. It's very inspirational here in Eretz Yisrael. You see people aren't connected at all, and, you know, it comes to Kippur, that's it, they don't drive. And I'm not sure how much tshuva they do, but they feel, you know, they feel Yom Kippur in the air, and that itself, you know, speaks about their neshama, how they're connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. For me, it's very inspirational to see how people connect Yom Kippur on multiple levels. Yitzum Shal Yom, just knowing Yom Kippur is a day. You know, my wife was expecting, I guess it was 2 years ago, right around Yom Kippur, and so I wanted to make sure I got a cab, you know, just in case I had to get to the... And I called this company, I know they're open on Shabbat, We don't, and finally, oh, we have an Arab driver who might be able to, you know, help you out if you're supposed to go to the hospital. And it was a very inspirational thing, you know, that no matter how connected people are, that they understand and appreciate the concept of Yitzumo Shel Yom. You mentioned a minute ago that it could be there's a distinction, other distinctions to be made. So, for example, we might want to make a distinction between different types of history or different, groups of people. So you mentioned the distinction between Yachid and Tzibur. So maybe a Yachid achieves Tshuva achieves Kapara rather through Tshuva. But the Tzibur needs a Korban. After all, the Korbanos are brought by the Kohen Gadol on behalf of the entire nation. So Rav Soloveitchik in the Al Tshuva claims that it's impossible, Rebbe's statement that, you know, that the day itself is Mechaper is true for the individual. He thinks it's only true for the Tzibur. The day itself is mechaber for the tzibur. It won't be mechaber for the individual. Again, you can slice this in different ways. You might say the korbanon aspect is a tziburi aspect, you know, but the private aspect is tshuva, or, you know, etc. There are different ways of slicing it. Additionally, you might distinguish between the time of the Beit HaMikdash and our time. After all, in our time, we don't have korbanot. So if you had put my money on the korbanot, you're going to be up a creek, you know. It could be that during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, maybe the ikar mechaber was korbanot, and today we don't have korbanot. So the Ikra Mechaper might be, you know, Tshuva. That's something we can do. Your comment? Or?
No. Okay. What could be the passive again?
Pardon?
Could be the passive time.
Right, essentially. It's interesting that, you know, these three Mechaper are very different. You know, Tshuva and Korbanot are things that we do. We do Tshuva. We bring Korbanot. Yitzum HaShel Yom is something God does. God gives us his gift, Chol Yom Kippur. He gives us the gift of Yom Kippur. We're very passive. And it's interesting that Rav Soloveitchik points out there's a fundamental distinction between Kapara and Tara. The Tshuva, Yom Kippur, is not only a day that Hashem is a Chaper. Hashem says, okay, he forgives our sins. But it's not enough to forgive your sin, because when you sin, you also ruin your neshama. There's Timtum Halev, it affects you. Tara is cleansing. It's not just, you know, okay, we had an X, now we got rid of the X. It's Tara, it's cleansing ourselves, it's changing your personality, it's becoming new people. And it's possible that there's the difference between Kapara and Tara is reflected in these modes of achieving Kapara. Rav Soloveitchik also pointed out in different contexts that there are two ways a person to become tahor. How do we become tahor typically? You go to the mikveh. How else can a person become tahor? Person is a tmei mate. How does he become tahor? Is it enough to go to the mikveh? He has to have the spritz of the mechatas, right? You have to have the kohen has to sprinkle on him the mechatas, the efer paraduma. What's the fundamental distinction between a person who goes to the mikveh and a person who has the efer chatas sprinkled on him?
One's active, one's passive.
One's active, one's passive. So Salvech claimed that if you have a low level tuma, so you go to the mikveh, you can tie yourself. If you're so tame, you touch a mate, it's may mate, it's the highest level of tuma, then you can't you can't do it yourself. You sometimes need help. You need the other sometimes to help you pull you out of the hole. So I'd like to suggest potentially that the kafara of tshuva and even the kafara of karbanot is something we do. We call out to God. We actively try to achieve kafara. But on some level, in the end of the day, it's up to God. God has to come to us, right? There's different psukim. Some psukim speak about how we try to do tshuva, right? Hashuva elai v'hashuva aleichem. God calls us, says, come back to me. God calls us, it's our responsibility. And then there's the pasuk, hashiveinu Hashem elechem, and Hashuva calls to God, you bring us back. It's too hard for us, you bring us back. So the kapara of tshuva is the kapara that we do. We try to get close to the Rabbanu Shalom. But then they recognize that we try, but we call to God, hashiveinu Hashem elechem, and Hashuva, you come back to us, sprinkle us with the mechatas, with the efer paraduma, and retire us. So what we saw here, the kitzur, was a different approach to how the tshuva process, how the kapara is achieved in Kippur. Is it a kapara of tshuva, something we are very familiar with? Is it the kapara of the korbanot, something that hopefully we're familiar with, you know, throughout the Shem at the right time? Or is it the kapara of the day, something that some of us feel in the air, but it's hard to put our finger on how that works exactly? And we discussed the possibility of these mechaprim working together, maybe primary mechaper, secondary mechaper. And we concluded with the understanding that these mechaprim work very different ways. The kapara of tshuva and kapara is something we do, whereas the kapara of itzum shalom is something that God grants to us, and together, us trying to bring ourselves closer to God, with understanding that at the end of the day, God really has to bring us in, hopefully we'll together, we'll join to achieve the ultimate kapara of Yom Kippurim, which will, B'ezrat Hashem, bring the ultimate geulah of Yemehira to Yameinu. Yeah.